just put on for my town and my family and everything. I'm the first to ever make it this far. So it's a big opportunity, and I'm grateful to have it.
Nerves, excitement, what are you feeling right now on this first day?
It's about 50-50 with excitement and nerves. I got just as many butterflies in my stomach as thoughts swirling around in my head, man. it's just all over the place, but I'm trying to get it down. I kind of settled down during the walkthrough, so everything seems to be coming together now.
During the layoff between NC State and Marshall, what were you pondering at that point? What was your...
I was really just thinking if I was going to ever have the chance to get back on the football field and in the classroom, really. So, yeah.
Denzel, where were you Saturday for day three of the draft as all the names are going off, and what was it like when you got there?
I was at home with my family. It was actually cooking out, so it was pretty exciting when my name got called on that screen. Everybody in my house went crazy. So,
were you expecting to hear your name called?
Going into the draft, I wasn't, but as it got winded down, I had a few teams. They was kind of got into a little battle. So whenever I got the call from the GM, it was a huge relief. And at the same time, it made me even more nervous knowing that I was going to get drafted.
What's the message Coach gave to you guys today, Coach Pagano?
Really, he just to the new guys, he just wanted to get in your playbook. That was really the main theme of today, and I guess tomorrow too. It's just to get in your playbook and learn what you need to know.
And maybe not get too far ahead of yourself, right?
Definitely, definitely. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. Just stay within yourself and give effort and just know what you got to do.
One of the things they like to say is once you're here, where you were drafted and where you came from doesn't make any difference. If you outplay the guy in front of you, you're going to play.
Oh, that's all that matters. Yeah,
that's an incredibly important message to have coming in.
Yes, sir. That's all that matters is just effort and just doing what you got to do at 100% and just outworking everyone else on the field. That's all that matters.
Denzel, what do you remember about your regional combine workout? What stood out to you about that? Because that's obviously the first place the Colts saw you.
Well, looking around and seeing all the players there wanting the same opportunity as me, coming from similar backgrounds as me, it just gave me a little hope knowing that it was, you know, more guys like me out there. So,
did you feel like you did well that day?
Oh, yes, sir. I feel like I put on a good workout and everything. I felt crisp. But I wasn't in as good a shape as I wanted to be, but I kind of improved that around the second time around to Super Regional.
And how did your private workout compare to the regional combine?
Oh, it was, like, way more intense. Yeah, way more intense.
You feel like you did better at that one?
Yeah. Yes, sir.